mightier than the warlord, who must come to his call. I am but a messenger. Death rules over all.
Greenclaw was made of stern stuff. He drew his sword and, rapping out orders, pushed the vixen to one side.
Seize this one and hold her. I'll get to the bottom of this.
Greenclaw ripped the flaps aside and strolled boldly into the tent. The other officers followed him in a bunch. Lord Bowfleg sat slumped in his chair. The giant Werg was seated on the top dais step, his back against the throne legs. Both creatures looked as if they were merely sleeping, but the rat Skraw could see differently. He put his face close to Bowfleg's, at the same time touching his foot paw to Werg's limp form. A short inspection was sufficient for Skraw. He turned to the assembly, shaking his head.
Dead! Both dead! Not a mark on either of them! Who could have done this?
Greenclaw voiced his opinion so that all could hear.
I left Lord Bowfleg and Werg alive and well with Swart yesterday. Let's ask him.
The six-clawed ferret was dragged into the tent by four armed guards. He struggled free, shouting,
Get your claws off me or I'll flay you alive!
Greenclaw had appointed himself official interrogator.
Answer me, Swart. What took place here yesterday when you were alone with Lord Bowfleg and Werg?
I gave Lord Bowfleg gifts.
Swart sneered at the officious captain.
And he said he'd accept me into his ranks as a captain. Nothing else.
Skraw picked up the gifts of spear belts and wine. He shook the flagon. Wine swished inside it.
Was this wine one of the gifts you brought? Did the Lord drink any?
Swart chuckled knowingly.
He certainly did.
Did you drink this wine also?
No, it'd be churlish to bring wine as a gift and then drink it.
Did Werg?
No, Lord Bowfleg said that the wine was too good for a clod like him. Only Bowfleg drank that wine.
Swart lied. Skraw was nodding and smiling grimly as he thrust the flagon toward the ferret.
I think this wine is poisoned. Prove that it's not. Take a sip.
Swart grabbed the flagon and drank it empty.
Anything else you want me to do, rat?
He sneered. Anger was rising in Greenclaw. He snatched the flagon from Swart and hurled it away, growling.
You're too smart for your own good, ferret. Why did you come here in the first place? Tell me!
Swart spoke loud so that the horde beasts crowded outside the tent could hear him.
I had no need to come here. I was doing well with my own band. Then one night, I had a dream. Lord Bowfleg appeared to me and implored me to come to his side with all speed. He said that he needed my help.